Our guest now is hopscotching around the state of Kansas and even beyond our borders of late, will continue to do so for the next several weeks, taking part in several educational opportunities for producers on all the nuances of the farm program payments, as well as some risk management considerations for you grain producers. Art Barnaby is back with us once again, risk management specialist, K-State Research and Extension. And Art, you're spending a lot of time looking at the latest payment outlook for 2016 crop production with those payments to be issued this fall. And there's a lot to update there, you point out.
First of all, we have updated our estimate of the national average prices, which determine the size of the PLC payment and partially determine the size of the ARC payment, the other half of the ARC payment being, of course, the county yield number, which we don't have official number on that yet. Well, for that matter, the price is an estimate, too. But as we've discussed in the past, people wonder, how did I get to 378 on wheat, for example? And the short answer is a whole lot of those numbers are already history. We've got the prices through November, so the first 6 months of the marketing year are already done. And it's a weighted average based on the marketing year for the entire year. What people forget is, while we had a lot of wheat prices here at $3, I suspect a bunch of that ended up under loan and didn't actually enter the cash market. Mm-hmm. It didn't go in the cash market. It doesn't show up in this national average. And I just got back from North Dakota, and boy, it's great to be back. You know, the temperature up there, minus one. I was, right. And that was when the sun was out. I don't know what it was at night. I didn't go out of the hotel. Yeah. Up there, they're looking at $5 wheat prices.
And that causes producers to ask you what's going on with that disparity in prices.
And primarily because spring wheat, they're capturing a premium for protein. The other thing is that protein up there is routinely measured on every truckload of wheat. They don't buy on the bulk. You get paid on protein in North Dakota. And this year, because the Kansas crop was a little under average, not near as much as what people claim. Oh, it was the number we saw from USDA is around 11.7, something like that, percent protein, which is still well above the contract requirement in the futures contract. But nonetheless, where there is demand for higher protein wheat for making high-quality bread, you're having to pay a premium for that now if you're a miller. And as a result, the cash prices are much higher in North Dakota, as well as Montana and out on the West Coast and Oregon, Washington. And so as a result of that, the national average price is much higher than what you think it should be. What I'm telling you, is that this number is not going to change a lot. It's a weighted number. But the good news, Eric, if you've been watching the market, it has moved up. We've had a pretty nice little rally in the hard red winter wheat market.
And it's starting to eat at that question of wheat price convergence, you say.
Well, we got two things going on. We got a higher price to start with, and that might cause some people to think maybe I ought to sell a little wheat, mm-hmm. Meet some cash expenses, if nothing else. The second point is not only has the futures increased, but the basis has gotten a little stronger. Now, it's nothing to write home about, but it's so much better than it was. At one location, I was calling for bids back in the fall, they were bidding 92 under. And this is a particular market, more reasonable is 25 to 30 under. That looked like a horrible bid to be. Checked back in December, and I think the bid then was $1.08 under. It was so bad I didn't even bother to write it down. And then checked just today, and they're at 75 under. Well, that sounds like almost like they're trying to rip it out of your hands at 75 under. The thing is, if you think about it, what's really going on here, we've got 25 cents that's normal basis. That means with a 75 under bid, they're basically bidding 50 cents worth of non-convergence. As you well know, both me and Dan have been talking about a dollar's worth of non-convergence. So the non-convergence in that basis looks like it's improving. We've also heard stories that people in western parts of the state of Kansas are bidding in the 90 cent range for new crop delivery of wheat. Well, at 90 cents, that means they're bidding you, normally it's a 40 to 50 cent under basis out there. So they're basically bidding somewhere between 40 and 50 cents of non-convergence, not the dollar that's been bid into those $1.35 and $1.40 under bids. So while you're not next to the delivery elevator, and wouldn't do you any good if you were, because as we've also discovered, farmers need to be aware of two basic facts. You cannot deliver wheat, so never go into a short futures position thinking you can. We cover all this, by the way, in our RAM workshops, and we think this is a new twist in marketing education that hasn't been presented before. Truth is, we're learning a lot of this stuff the hard way. But nonetheless, don't go in thinking you've got convergence. And the point, other second point I'd make to you to make real two quick points, you're not really trading wheat. What we're trading is the value of a warehouse receipt, and that paper currently has more value than does the underlying wheat. As they get to where that paper isn't so valuable anymore, what will happen is those longs who end up taking delivery, they're going to turn around and convert that paper into wheat. And when that happens, then we're going to have convergence. Now, that's bad news if you bid in a really wide basis on a forward contract bid and that convergence happens. Mm-hmm. On these bids, that would cost you 50 cents. But on the other hand, we might not get convergence this summer. If it's another good crop, it could widen right back out to a buck, all of which we cover in those RAM workshops. Yeah. And for that, we really encourage people to cross county lines to come to these workshops, because one of the things is we can find people that are really interested. It's more of a case that, God, that sounds too complicated and I'd just be overwhelmed. No, we'll make every effort to make sure you go away with something out of those workshops and that you're not overwhelmed. We have those coming up starting on February the 10th is the next one in Great Bend. We're out in Harrington on the 13th, and we've got one more scheduled for East Kansas, Lacine. That's on February 28th. These dates are out on the calendar, and let the agent know you're coming, because if we don't get a sufficient number of people registered, we really can't afford to come do these, and so I encourage you to do that.
The details are on agmanager.info, of course, so go check out the schedule for the risk-assessed marketing or RAM workshops. You're also sharing your latest calculations on expected ARC PLC payments, and included in that discussion, Art, you have the payment projection maps by county, which have become an extraordinarily handy tool for producers to get a feel for what those payments, if any, might be come this fall.
That's absolutely correct, and we've updated those too with the latest price estimates that we have and also the latest yield estimates we have. On the wheat, we have Nash yields filled in now. If you got a Nash yield in your number and it shows up on the screen, I think that number is good to take to the bank. Yes, it's true that Nash yield is not the final yield because FSA can change it. Our experience in the past, though, they really haven't changed it very much. If anything, it was probably to the favor of the grower. Now, if there is no Nash yield, we still have the percentage maps. We've got two sets of maps. We've got the payment maps and the percentage maps. These percentage maps, what they're showing you is you have to make a few more judgment calls. And I'm looking at a county here. First of all, what separates our system from our competitors is that when you put the cursor over your county, it pops up this window that gives you all the detailed information about that county. Mm-hmm. You may not care what's going on in the other 25 counties. If you're farming in one county, that's the only one that matters to
and
you.
And this covers all counties in Kansas.
All
counties,
well, actually all counties in the U.S.,
right.
In this particular county, I'm looking at a long-run average yield of 186 bushels. Now, this is on corn. There are no NAS numbers on corn at this point. We expect those out in mid-February. So we're about 3 weeks away from getting those numbers. And once we have them, we will update again and give you a better estimate. And then you can see what we forecast for price, et cetera. That's all shown there. We also show you what the Olympic average price is. That number is final. It's $4.79 for corn. And we got our projected price. It's $3.35. And, of course, that'll change probably a little bit in updated numbers. Then we get down to what we got, the trigger yield and the trigger yield for maximum pay. What that says, if in order to get a payment, you got to have a yield below 250 bushels. What's the long-run average yield? 186. What's the Olympic average yield, which is darn good in this county? It's 203. Remember, you throw out the high and low, and it's only 5 years. So the Olympic average yield is well above the long-run average yield, which means ARC was a good deal in this county. You should have taken ARC if you understood all these numbers.
And you're looking at ARC
county. By the way, we're going to explain these in these top 10 management programs that are coming up. They're on our website. And then looking on down here, the yield that will trigger the maximum payment is 221. So we need 221 bushels or less, and we're going to get the maximum payment in this county, $97 an acre. per payment acre, I should stress. So if you've got this kind of deep in the money option, and that's what this is, then you can pretty well write that number down and be certain that's what you're going to end up with. And if somebody has a banker that doesn't quite understand that, we'd be glad to visit with them and explain the numbers to them.
But again, producers, by using this extremely handy interactive tool, you can get a decent idea of where your ARC or PLC payments, whichever the case may be, might rest. That's on agmanager.info. Appreciate the update, Art, as always, and we'll talk again soon. Thank you. He's Art Barnaby, Risk Management Specialist, K-State Research and Extension.